I'm glad you're here this morning, and we're going to jump right into our Bible lesson this morning. We're going to go back to Genesis chapter 8. We're going to be in verses 15 through 22, and we're going to continue talking about Noah, and we're going to look at the last from 15 to 22. Verses there of chapter 8, and I really kind of found some interesting things in here as I was studying and looking at Noah and his experience, and in chapter 7, in chapter 8 and chapter 7, we were, as the flood was coming to an end, the rain stopped, and Noah, he sent out the raven, he sent out the turtle dove, and the turtle dove brought back, I kind of found this interesting, and I've been doing some research on it. The Bible says that the turtle dove brought back an olive leaf plucked. Now, that for me, that's kind of interesting. And I haven't quite done the study, and for those of you who like to do some studying, I really kind of find that interesting because it says it was plucked. So what that means is it came off a live tree. And I just really kind of found that interesting. But then we finished up with in chapter 8, verse number 14, and Noah sent out the turtle dove for the second time, and the turtle dove did not return back to him. And then we find that Noah removed the covering of the ship and opened up of the ark and opened up the door. Now, it's really kind of interesting because, again, we don't know the exact time schedule, but Noah opened up the door, and I can almost imagine, as I think about it in my mind, what Noah saw. And then we're going to start in verse number 13, or verse number 15 of chapter 8, when God gives Noah a command. And so, Cleo, if you'll come up and if you'll read for us verses 15 through 22, and when you get done reading, if you'll go ahead and open us up in prayer today too, that would be wonderful.
Good morning, family. Good morning. Genesis chapter 8, starting in 15, finish the chapter. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful, and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth, after their kinds went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing, as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Dear Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning on this beautiful winter morning, Lord, to praise your name as our Lord and Savior. Thank you for allowing us to come to a church and praise your name, have fellowship one with each other. Lord Jesus, I just pray that you will bless this morning. I pray that you will give Pastor Mark clarity of thought, clarity of speech to deliver what he has for us this morning. Now, Lord Jesus, we just pray all this in your wonderful name. Amen.
All right, as we look at some things here this morning, we're going to in this passage we're going to see four things. We're going to see that God for the first time in over a year spoke to Moses. We're going to see what that God spoke to Noah. There we are. And then we're also going to see what Noah did with what God said. We're going to see the first thing that Noah did when he got out of the ark. We're going to see God's response to Noah's action. First of all, we'll back up and we'll go to verse number 15. The Bible says, "And God spake unto Noah, saying." Now, realizing that in the last time that Noah recorded anyway, that Noah spoke with God was in Genesis chapter 7 in verse number 1 when God told Noah to go in the ark. And now over a year has passed, and God speaks to Noah, and he tells Noah, he speaks to Noah, and he begins to give Noah some instructions. As I kind of pictured all of this in my mind, and Noah opening up the door of the ark, and Noah viewing and seeing what he must have saw, because again, as you think after the flood, now I think because of and what I gathered from the turtle dove bringing back an olive leaf, I don't think the earth was totally barren at that particular point, because obviously when the Bible says that that olive leaf was plucked from the tree, there had to be at least an olive tree. What I'm talking about is plant life on the earth. Not sure how much, but again, you can almost imagine what Noah saw when he opened up the door of the ark, and how different things were from when he went in the ark. When he went into the ark, life was as we would say abundant. On the earth, there were a lot of people. There were houses. There were places to go, things to do, people to see. Now Noah opens up the ark, and he's looking out. There's no people. There's no animals. There may be some vegetation here and there, but I would almost imagine that was kind of a sparse and far and few between. And then God gives him his first command when he opens up the door. And God's first command to Noah was, go forth of the ark, and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Now, this is your pastor's kind of funny sense of humor. I wrote on my paper next to that is, go where? Noah was commanded to leave the ark by God, and he was commanded to take his sons and his wife and his son's wife, but go where? Where Noah's going to step out. Has God ever done anything like that to you in your life? And what I really believe God was doing here was trusting Noah's faith. Noah knew that God was faithful in what he said he would do. When Noah built the ark, Noah built the ark by faith, not knowing understanding what rain was and the storms and everything that was going on there. He was faithful, and he went into the ark, now God is asking him to leave. Think about this for a moment. A place of security, a place that he weathered a horrible storm that literally destroyed everything coming and going. And God says, okay, now I want you to leave the ark. And I can almost picture what Noah was thinking when he looked out and what Noah saw. Where was he going to go? It wasn't like he was going to go to a house. It wasn't like he was going to go to his farm or go back to where he used to live prior to the flood. But he was told to go. The second thing that God told him to do, not only to go, but to bring forth with in verse number 17, to bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both fowl and of cattle and of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and bring forth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. Now the second thing, and again, as I think of this, you know, in a humanly way, as Noah would have thought here. First of all, God tells him to go. Where's he going to go? Secondly, tells him take all the animals and with you. Well, now what's Noah going to do with them? On the ark, they all have a place to be. They're they all have their stalls. But now God says, leave the ark and take the animals with you so that they can go out and they can multiply and replenish the earth. But again, my question would be to, I think would be to the Lord is, what do I do with them? Just get them out here, turn them loose. And I would imagine that's exactly what Noah did. What I can gather from all of this is it was time and necessary for Noah to leave from where he was, to trust God when things did not look as he would probably hope they would be, or not knowing where he was going or how things were going to work out. What he did is he trusted God and he obeyed the command of God. What I see here with Noah is a great step of faith. Not knowing where he was going, not knowing how he was going to work things out, but he knew that God said he needed to go from where he was and leave there. Then the second thing that we see here is we see Noah's obedience. Noah knew God. What Noah knew at this time is God. Noah knew God meant business with what he said. When God told him that to build the ark, he built the ark. When God told him he was going to send rain, God sent rain. When God told him that he was going to save him and his family and all the things that were on the ark, God did just that. And all of the things that Noah to this point has experienced, and what he knows about God, is he knows that God is faithful, and that God meant what he said, and God was going to do what he said. And so now here God is telling Noah, I want you to go. And Noah, by a great amount of faith, obeyed God. And the Bible says he went forth. He not only went forth, the Bible says here, his sons' wives, his sons and his wife and his sons' wives went with him. As I see there, and I think about leadership. And again, what we're talking about here is we're talking about adult children. As I've told you before, every stage in child rearing, the one that I dislike the most is adult children stage, because when they're infants, yes, it is difficult. They can't communicate very well. They cry, but basically it's pretty simple. You feed, clean, sleep. Feed, clean, sleep. Feed, clean, and then when they begin, then we do crazy things like trying to teach them to talk. And once we get them talking, we wish they'd shut up. We teach them to walk, and then we wish we'd never done that. And then you get to the puberty stage, you get the teenage stage, when you'd really like to just strangle them. But I have found the most difficult stage of child rearing is adult children, because you can't take their driver's license anymore. You can't ground them. You give them advice, and they totally ignore it. And you watch this train wreck, and the only thing that you can do is be there at the end of the rail when they hit the side of the mountain and help them pick up the pieces. But again, what I'm getting at here is Noah was I believe was a good leader, because Noah not only left the ark, but he did take with him his sons. He took his sons' wives. I believe what Noah's family saw in Noah was a man who loved God, a man who trusted God, and a man of faith. And so you know what it caused in Noah's sons and his wife, and Noah's son's wife? He showed leadership, so they followed. And so they left the ark, and again, in verse number 19, Noah not only left the ark with his family, but he took his responsibility seriously, because he left the ark with his family. And the Bible says here in verse number 19, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kind went forth out of the ark. Now again, think as we think about that responsibility. Noah was taking his family and everything on the ark out to the unknown. And for Noah, at this particular time, it was very unknown. Again, as we go back to think about what Noah was looking at, what Noah was facing, he couldn't call upon his neighbors and friends to help him out, because there was no neighbors and friends. The only people that he could rely on was his wife and his sons and his sons' wives. And again, as I think of the tremendous responsibility and the faith that Noah exercised as he stepped forward and he did what God told him to do. And church family, that is one of the best lessons that I think we see here in the Word of God, is when we move and do exactly what God tells us to do, even when we don't know how it's going to work out, even when we don't know how it's going to turn out. And again, Noah had no guarantee that everything was going to work out, other than what God had done in the past. Remember, God was faithful. Noah went through the storm, and God protected him. And so Noah was obedient to what God said. Noah showed faith. His children followed him. They went forth from the ark with him. And obviously, Noah's sons and his sons' wives all pitched in to help. And then the third thing that we see here in the scripture is the first thing that Noah did when he left the ark. Now, I think maybe the first thing I probably would have done was build a house. I think maybe the first thing that I would have done was build a barn. I think maybe the first thing I would have done was secure a place for my family, and the responsibility that I was that I had of the animals and all of the things I had. I would have done that, but Noah didn't do it that way. What the Bible says here, and Noah built an altar unto the Lord. So what we see recorded in God's word here, the first thing Noah did is he made a place of worship for his family. Now, what's interesting in the Bible, this is the first time that the word altar is found. And so Noah built. The Bible says Noah built an altar, and he built it unto the Lord. And so the first thing Noah did is he built an altar. And then I really kind of find this interesting as well. And he took every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Now, again, this is a great step of faith on Noah's behalf. The only surviving animals that existed were with Noah. Now, as you look through and as you do some study and you see all that Noah offered, Noah on this day, and again, we don't know how many days it took to offer that many animals, but he offered up approximately about a third of the clean beast animals that were on the boat, that were on the ark with him. Now, again, think about that. There's already a short supply because all that existed at this particular point was those animals that were on the ark. And so the first thing Noah did is he trusted God and he presented God with an offering. He made a place of worship. You know, I really think the most important thing, and I know that you all know this, and I thank the Lord that you're here this morning, is having a place of worship in your life every day. Now, thank the Lord, we're here at the church. This is definitely a place of worship, and we're doing that day. We're doing that today. We're giving honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. And here in a little bit, we're gonna sing some songs. We're gonna have a message instead of a Sunday school lesson, and we're gonna spend time worshiping God. As I think about this, and again, the thing that I encourage those of you who represent a home here, which is each and every one of you, is no matter what the makeup of your home is, have a daily place of worship. Make that the first thing that you do, not the last thing that you do. Now, human nature is to build the house. Human nature is to build a barn. Human nature is to make sure that, as we would say, all your ducks in a row, and then when you have time left over, or you have materials left over, then you worship the Lord. Noah didn't do it that way. Noah put God first. What does Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 33 tell us? It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, what Noah did before he ever heard of Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 22, or verse number 33, is he put what God wanted first. And what he was doing is he was trusting that God was going to provide and take care of everything else. Because again, where else was it going to come from? Think about the position Noah was in. The only way that it was going to happen, the only thing that the only way it was going to turn out well is for God to intervene on Noah's behalf. Well, how could Noah be so trusting to God? You got to look at the past. What has God brought Noah through? How did God protect Noah? How did God feed and take care of Noah during the storm, and even before the storm? Again, as we go back and we think about the life of Noah, when God told him to build the ark, and he started building the ark, and God told him to put all the animals on the ark, I'm sure Noah probably had some questions like, how am I going to accomplish that? How am I going to get this job done? Well, then we found out later how God did it. God brought the animals to the ark, and Noah was in charge of making sure that they went on two by two, male, as the Bible says, male and his female. And so again, Noah had things to look back on and to know for sure that God meant what he said and God was going to do what he did. Again, in our lives, folks, what we've got to think about and what we've got to trust God for is what we have seen him do for us in the past. And I know in my life, God has blessed me tremendously. No matter what circumstance I might have find myself in, whether it be financial or physical, God has always been faithful. Amen. Never one time has God ever let me down. Now, there's been a number of times that I've let him down. There's been a number of times where I've made some really bad decisions and made a mess out of things, and I had to go back and say, okay, God, bail me out. And again, sometimes I didn't really like the bailout, or the way it may have turned out. But what I can say from experience and what's happening here in Noah's life, and we see it as a Bible example, is what Noah had to go on is what God had done for him in the past and how God took care of him in the past. So Noah, when he got out of the ark, the first thing he did is he built an altar and he gave an offering unto the Lord. And again, quite a large offering, not knowing how things were going to work out. God's response to Noah's obedience. Verse number 21, the Bible says, "And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake." And so as God sees Noah's faithfulness, as God sees what Noah is doing, God, the Bible says, in his heart makes a commitment and says, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. And so he makes a promise in his heart that he's not going to he's not going to curse the ground anymore. And then he says here, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Now again, God recognizes that, and what we see here in the scriptures is he knows that mankind, his imagination is evil, and he knew that sin was going to continue on the earth. And so he says, the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. And then he goes on to say, with knowing that in mind and saying that, he says, neither again will I smite any more every living living as I have done. So he made two commitments. He said, I'm not going to curse the earth anymore, and I'm not going to smite and kill every living thing as I've done before. Now again, that doesn't mean obviously that there was not going to be any more rain, there was not going to be any more flooding, there was not going to be any more storms, or there was not going to be any more animals dying or people dying. What that simply meant was that that he was not going to do it as he had done before, a total destruction and a total judgment on the earth. And then in verse number 22 it says here, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. So God made a commitment as long as the earth remained. And he describes the earth remain seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Now the things that we see here is God's great pleasure with Noah, with Noah's sacrifice. God promised Noah to God's promise to Noah and the human race. He promised to never again curse the earth with a universal flood. He promised to never again destroy all life with a universal flood, and to guarantee the times and seasons for the earth. Now again, what was What was Noah needing at this particular time? He was needing that God was promising and letting him know that he was not going to do all these things, so that Noah would have what I'm getting at is hope for the future. And now again, as we think about Noah, and we think about people in this day and time were looking for, God knew and Noah knew when we go back to the promise of Eve, that there would be a seed given that would crush the heel of Satan. Crush the head of Satan. and so Noah knew that God was going to be faithful. Noah knew that God was going to continue that seed. The only thing that Noah knew stepping out of the ark was God meant what he said, and God was faithful to his word. Folks, as I think about where we are in our world today, and as we look at things, and again, our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and our hope is in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we kind of look at things that are going on, things that are happening, what I want to encourage us as a church is to continue to be faithful. Don't give up. Don't quit. Trust God. Trust God for what he said he would do. Trust God for what we know that he's done in the past, because we know that God will be faithful. And as Noah stepped out of the ark, that's all the great faith. And I think this is probably one of the greatest acts of faith in the Bible, if you really think about it. When Noah stepped out of that ark and followed God and obeyed him, he was stepping out into absolutely nothing. And as I got to thinking about this, you know, one day we're going to be in heaven, and we're going to be standing before the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to be having, we'll be discussing some things with Noah. Can you imagine some of the excuses we use for not following Christ? Can you imagine some of the excuses that we use for not doing what God commands us to do here on this earth? And can you imagine sitting down beside Noah and discussing that? You know, when God said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and we sit down to Noah and we just tell him, well, you know, hey, Noah, that was impossible. We couldn't do it. I kind of wonder what Noah's response will be. because he stepped out on the ark, there were only eight people in a bunch of animals. And so I want to encourage you folks, as we look at the responsibility that God has given us to do, the things that God has given us, and the instructions that he give us. As we look at this portion of Scripture, what we see is God spoke, Noah obeyed. Church, God has spoken. What we need to do is obey. Let's not look at the circumstance. Let's not look at the situation. Again, that doesn't matter what because each and every one of us in our own lives, we have our own circumstances. We have our own things and our own problems that are going on in our life. And if we look at those things and back off from what God told us to do and the instructions that he gave us to do, what we're saying is, God, you're not capable. So I want to encourage you. The instructions that God has given you to do, whatever they are, as an individual, I want to encourage you, follow through. Even though, just like Noah, you're probably looking out there and thinking, wow, it ain't going to work. There's just no way. I want to encourage you, respond as Noah responded. Give, make an altar. and give what God said give. Exercise the faith. Because then as a church, folks, the last command that God gave the church was that we were to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And it looks like that probably at this point is an impossible task. But again, would God give us something to do that he could not accomplish? You see, that's what Noah saw here in the scriptures. God told him to leave the ark. God told him to take the animals and take his sons. And God told him to be fruitful and multiply. Noah knew that God was capable of it, and so he followed God's lead, and he followed the instructions. And what God has told us to do, until he tells us something different, let's be faithful on what he has given us to do. You say, well, when's God going to tell us something different? Well, that time is when we'll be standing there on the cloud, and that'll come in the form of a trumpet. When the trumpet sounds and the Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rapture his church, those who are saved and born again, and we're going to meet him on the cloud. Until then, let's be faithful. Let's act on faith and follow Noah's lead. And that's what I have here for you this morning. And does anybody have a question or maybe an argument? Or maybe something in this scripture or what we've been studying that God has showed you.